We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Sarah Smith-Burke joins us today, and she's going to talk a little bit about the 4th Annual Bar to Barbara fundraising event. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, talk about the, for folks who hear Bar to Barbara, what in the world is that? Can you talk a little bit about what that is and how that got started?
Absolutely. My mom's name was Barbara, and she suffered from a rare, extremely devastating disease called Huntington's disease. To try to explain that in terms that are a little bit probably more familiar to people, if you were to take Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, muscular dystrophy, and mix it all in a pot and create one disease, you'd come up with something very similar to Huntington's disease. It is genetic. It hits during the prime of your life, and it is a very long, drawn-out, slow disease that eventually takes your life. I wanted to create an event in her honor to help fund research. As offspring, I was 50% at risk for inheriting the disease myself, and I went through about 6 months of genetic testing and found out that I did not inherit it. So I had kind of made a promise to myself that I was going to do something to help those that weren't that lucky. So I created an event called Bar to Barbara. It is a very fun, light-hearted, just full of spirit type event. The exact opposite of the disease, but very much reflects the personality of my mom when she was healthy. It's a 10K, and it's either a walk, run, or bike ride. It starts at a little tiny bar in a town called Fontenelle. And that's where my mom's nursing home was. That was where she spent her last years of the disease once she was no longer able to care for herself. And we do the 10K and end at a little bar here in my hometown of Greenfield, Iowa. There's also a golf course, a golf tournament. There's talent shows throughout the weekend. And something that is a little bit unique about our event is that after the 10K, we have a dare show. That is a show where it's almost like a combination of kind of a fear factor and a blooper show. Those that determine they want to participate in that aspect of the event kind of put themselves out there, and we get up on stage and complete outlandish dares in exchange for donations. And that has really turned into a very fun part of the event that people of all ages really get into participating in, as well as just observing and laughing at us and, you know, just having fun all in the spirit of a good cause.
Yeah, you mentioned you want to go kind of in the spirit completely opposite the disease. I don't want to dwell on the tough parts of it, but it has to be difficult to watch someone go through this. It's bad enough for the person who's experiencing it, but the family members surrounding, it's a difficult thing to go through, and it's interesting that you've chosen something that's so lighthearted and upbeat to try to combat this.
It really was indescribably difficult. I can't even really talk about it very easily without starting to get emotional. But by the time it's all said and done, it truly is a challenge to even be able to think far back enough to remember what the person was like before the disease hit. It starts robbing you of your ability to function. It starts changing the way that you think, therefore affecting even your personality. By the end, my mom couldn't even smile anymore. The muscles in her face, she was literally unable to even control the muscles in her face enough to be able to form a smile. You're really just kind of a captive in a very, very sick, tiny little body, in her case, by the end. And I wanted to do something that just completely rewound the clock and went back to the way she was when she was healthy, and she was fun, and she liked to pull little jokes on people, and she liked to laugh. And so I wanted the event to be something that would reflect that aspect of her personality.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and something that's physical, too, a chance to get out and walk or run or bike ride, those types of things, all things that folks with Huntington's disease really don't get much of an opportunity to do.
Exactly.
Now, this is the 4th annual. So how'd the first three go? Pretty well?
The first three, it was thrown together on a dare, which is actually kind of where the dare idea came from. I mentioned on Facebook that I really wanted to participate in RAGBRAI someday. And that particular year, RAGBRAI fell on the same week as my 15-year reunion. So a friend commented, well, why don't you ride in RAGBRAI this year and then just ride the bike right into your 15-year reunion, you know, complete with your spandex shorts and bicycle helmet. And she said, I would pay to see that. And so I replied back and said, really, how much would you pay? And that was kind of where the whole idea came from, was that one first simple little dare. Eight people ended up riding the 10K with me, and we raised about $2,300. Fast forward another year, there were over 60 participants, and we raised $10,000. Last year, there were just over 100 participants, and we raised $27,000. And believe it or not, it's actually turned into one of the nation's largest Huntington's disease fundraisers, at least individually organized. There are larger fundraisers run by corporations that are held, you know, nationwide in every large city. But as far as an individually organized event, and especially in tiny town Iowa, we all take a lot of pride in how successful the event is and how much fun it is. And when people come, they can't help but want to come back.
Well, that's very impressive that you've been able to do that in such a short period of time and increase the amount of money that's been raised that way, too. Sarah, a lot of folks don't really know a lot about Huntington's disease. We maybe have heard the name, but don't really know that much about it, specifically the details. Of course, through your experience, you know a lot more than most of us. Is that a big part of what you're doing here, too, is the education part?
Absolutely. That's actually, everybody keeps asking, what's your goal this year? What's your goal this year? And honestly, my goal isn't so much a dollar figure this year as it is increasing involvement, increasing education, simply just spreading awareness. There was some incredible news released just last weekend at the Huntington's Disease National annual conference. And there is a pharmaceutical company that has been running a research project. And what they've been doing is taking HD-affected mice and using a virus therapy on them. These mice are able to return to 90% of full function with this virus therapy, which I can hardly even say out loud without starting to get kind of worked up. We are so, so close to a treatment. And I just think if people understood what this disease is like, although it is rare, and many families do not have to deal with it. The families that do, it is a family disease. Every person is affected by it. You are 50% chance at risk of inheriting when a parent has it, and it pays no mind to gender, no mind to race. Everyone is equally affected. It affects the people around you, the people you work with, and really the community, everybody in the community that you live in. It is fortunate that not that many families have to deal with it. But again, the impact that it makes is so severe. If people just understood what it was, I feel that they would just be called to help. They would want to help.
Well, and putting a face to it as well, using your mother's legacy, too, to be able to put that to it, really helps kind of bring it home to a lot of folks, too, and make them understand that it's not just some faraway thing that probably is never going to happen to
exactly.
us. Exactly. Yeah. Well, give them the details again. If they want to get involved, times, dates, places, what all they have to know?
The event takes place on the weekend of July 12th and 13th. It is always the second Saturday of July that it falls on. Friday night starts with a ton of family fun events. There's a Bill Riley talent show. Bill Riley Jr. himself is coming to judge this year, the talent show. And immediately following that is a Bar to Barbara talent show. There's going to be all sorts of vendors there with a lot of just family fun. And then first thing Saturday morning on the 13th is a four-person best shot golf tournament. And then the 10K starts. The walkers leave at 3 o'clock, the runners leave at 4 o'clock, and the bicycle riders leave at 5 o'clock. Immediately followed by the Dare Show, and that goes right into a beer garden with live music and really just a celebration for the rest of the night, a celebration of hope that we are getting close. All of the details are on the website, www.bar2barbara.com. bar2bar.com. B-A-R, the number two, B-A-R-B-A-R-A.com. And really, you can register right up until the moment that we leave. We just want everybody to get involved. That's our priority.
You bet. Well, and if folks would like to donate but can't make it that weekend, they can do that through the website?
Absolutely.
Great. All right. Very good. Sarah Smith Burke. Sounds like a very, very well-organized, well-coordinated event. Obviously, it shows because you've done so well in increasing the amount of funds that you've raised and the amount of awareness as well throughout the last few years. Good luck again.